I was born in a little town called Grand Haven, Michigan, a little beach place on the southeast corner of Michigan. And upon graduation from college, I enrolled in law school. And I was in law school one semester, and all of a sudden I got a draft notice that I was to report for induction. And it happened January 1, 1968, actually. And the first 5 weeks of officer candidate school were very stressful. If you couldn't make it, that first 5 weeks, they washed you out. After officer candidate school, you went to basic school where all the instruction took place. After basic school, they assigned you a military occupational specialty, and I chose to be a combat engineer officer. So after that, we all knew we were going to Vietnam. During the first week, my staff sergeant took me out on a road recon, and we saw a lot of smoke in the distance and didn't really know what it was, but we got up upon it, and one of our big trucks, we call it a 6x, was loaded with civilians, Vietnamese civilians that worked in our compound, in the PX and in the laundry. And it had hit a landmine, and it had completely flipped this huge truck over on its top, and it was on fire. And all you could see around was charred bodies. And it was the first time I think I smelled burning flesh. And it's a smell that stays with you forever. You'll never forget that. And the other thing, when the choppers come in and medevac the wounded, you know, it's something that you don't forget about. I, again, the smells, the sounds, the sights, different things that stay with you. And we weren't welcomed home with any parades. We got off the ship in San Diego. We got bused to L.A. to take a flight home. And in the L.A. International Airport, we had a number of people, and we were in uniform, and we had a number of people turn their backs on us as we walked through. And just in protest, before I went, I had some of those feelings myself. What in the world are we doing here? And I remember when my oldest son was I probably in 10th or 11th grade, they were studying Vietnam in American history. And he asked me, he wanted to interview me for his project in school. And I had a tough time with that because I really couldn't talk about it a lot. You know, I think people that sit around bars and talk a lot about war stories haven't really experienced that. And it's not something that you glorify and not something that you're proud of. It's just you did your duty and by God's grace you got home.